The following is a paid program, and the views expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPTF or Curtis Media Group. Information provided is of a general nature. Listeners seeking specific advice should contact a licensed professional in the appropriate area. Welcome to Heart Health Radio with board-certified cardiologist and internal medicine specialist, Dr. Franklin Weefall.
Heart Health Radio, Heart Health Radio, oh, 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 hearthealthradio.com, Heart Health Radio.
Heart Health Radio is meant for information purposes only. Before taking any action, talk to your doctor.
This is Heart Health Radio on the Heart Health Radio Network. I'm Dave Alexander. He is Dr. Franklin Weefall. How are you, sir?
He is here.
Yeah, I'm so glad you are.
The royal he.
It's hard to do the show without you. On today's show, we've got a lot of important things and some really trivial. And your phone calls.
Trivial can be important, right?
Okay, we'll talk about that.
And the thing is that what you think is trivial winds up being important.
Okay. Also, your phone calls, 919-860-9783. We are live and on your radio. Call right now, and we'll get you on. Let's see, some of the other things that we're going to deal with on today's show. CDC has expanded eligibility for boosters. I qualify, so I'm going to get in line as fast as I can.
And it's very interesting about the boosters you can get.
All right.
And how to get them.
Pfizer says the COVID vaccine is 90% effective on children. Their booster or their shot is 90% effective. So there is that possibility that kids will be getting it. Also, there is a story. It's the most clickbaity story that we've ever had. This is total nonsense like tabloid.
Yeah.
A mother of three takes a DNA test to prove that her kids are hers. And guess what? They're not hers. It's amazing.
Well, and, you know, we're going to explain how this turned out.
No, I don't want to. Don't explain now.
I know, but we're going to. And I think that it shows an amazing aspect of the human condition and the human body and what can happen in the womb. I think it's really cool.
All right. That is coming up. Also, lead story, two stories, really. One is that the Wuhan lab actually, we now know, did want to genetically engineer a coronavirus and release it into the wild. Now, that would mean, now that's what they wanted to do. Did they do it? We don't know. We don't know.
People need to understand what communism is, and especially what the Communist Party of China is.
Yeah.
And what the historical background of the concept that individuals don't matter.
Right.
It is the beehive. So you have drones. And you know the drones are disposable. So we'll talk about that and what I think it means in terms of this COVID business.
All right. Also, we have determined, or the National Institutes of Health have announced in a letter that, in fact, yeah, they did fund research on COVID, gain-of-function research on bat viruses in Wuhan. That's coming up after we talk to Ted in North Garner. How you doing, Ted?
Doing all right today. How are you?
Terrific. What's going on?
So I caught the tail end of the last conversation. I wanted to get a little bit of clarity about the post-COVID. I'm about 4 weeks out of a very severe breakthrough case.
Oh, man.
It had me in bed for about 10 days.
Wow.
My doctor had said that if I had that vaccine, who knows, right? But I heard something about sugar, inflammation, joints. One of the things that I've been experiencing is every joint that has been worn out in the past is just incredibly, incredibly achy and what have you. And I've been given prednisone for that. But the question I have is, what do I need to get the next step or the booster? Am I to rely upon my antibodies at this point? You know, what's the best thing? Because I don't want to go through that again.
Yeah. So you had which one, Pfizer or Moderna?
I had Moderna.
And you had both.
No, I had Moderna and I had both shots. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then how long after that did you get sick? A couple months, or?
That was April when I got it. Uh-huh. It was early September when I got COVID.
Okay. And so then you got it. First symptoms were what? Fever, cough? What were your?
Just congestion in the sinuses, maybe in the chest a little bit.
Okay.
And then the flu symptoms started coming on 3 days later.
Okay. And you were sick for 10 days. Cough? What was the?
Every single symptom.
Yeah.
As I explain it, it was every symptom consistent for 10 days.
Okay. And can I ask how old you are?
53.
And how many risk factors? Diabetes, high blood pressure, anything?
Treated high blood pressure.
Okay.
By the federal standards, I'm probably obese, but not.
Okay. Now, did you contact your healthcare provider and you got tested positive, but did your healthcare provider refer you for the monoclonal antibodies?
No.
How come?
We did the rapid test, my wife and I. And interestingly enough, my wife never had one symptom, never got tested.
Wow. And she was vaccinated too, right?
Yeah, and she has immune disorders.
Yeah.
So quite odd.
Well, go ahead.
Rapid tested and tested and got Z-Pak and some DM-Tussin doctor prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to work, but next steps.
Okay.
I got the flu shot yesterday, too.
Okay, good. Well, I think you would have been somebody if, and again, you're not my patient, but if I had somebody, in fact, I've had probably 20 people very similar to you. And we did two things, and I mean we, the royal we in my practice. I pounced on my patients to get them the Regeneron monoclonal antibody treatments. And I can tell you right now, every single one of my patients that got that, the 20 of them, none of them got hospitalized, and all of them got better within, say, 2 or 3 days. It really does work. The other thing I gave these patients similar to you was started on prednisone or Medrol, the steroids, right away.
Right.
So you were laid up for 10 days, but never were sick enough to go to the hospital. Is that right?
No.
Good.
I didn't go to the hospital, but,
good.
You know, it was on my mind.
But you felt terrible. And so I think this is an example of why the vaccines are actually good. Because I think, given, the fact that you got it, a breakthrough case, you might have been really, really sick if you hadn't gotten the vaccine. And I think that it also goes to show that might have gotten better quicker if you had gotten Regeneron, because you were the prime example. Somebody early on got caught, got tested and the disease was discovered. And I think if you'd gotten the Regeneron, there'd be a very good chance you would have recovered in a day or so. Now, I'm glad you're doing better, and I think you're doing all the right things. Now, interestingly, you're now one of those people who are really immune, okay? They've studied this, and the people who had breakthrough cases having gotten Moderna are really, really protected now. So I don't know what the answer is about getting a booster in a couple of months or a couple of weeks. I don't think they've studied that. So my feeling would be, let's wait and see, because the data is going to be there. I mean, there's so many people now have had breakthrough cases because of Delta. And right now, 98.4% of cases in the U.S., either breakthrough or primary or Delta. So I'm really glad you're doing well.
One aggravating fact, too, is my doctor said to me he supposed that I was infected by multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
Or 24 people.
Yeah. There are.
I couldn't fight off all those different variants of all those people.
Uh-huh.
Vaccine couldn't.
Yeah.
But when I came home, I only had one. My wife only had to battle with me. So it was a large crowd of people, and I think I got several of them. And that sort of came to my question is, does that make the antibody stronger, and what do I do next? But got the flu shot, see how it goes.
Well, I think that's great, and this is another example. The flu shot has no interaction whatsoever and no contraindication if you've had COVID recently or if you've even had the COVID vaccine. In fact, you get them at the same time. So I'm so glad you're doing well. I think you're a really good example of what's going on in the country right now. Although, if you look at North Carolina, we're really going down in the number of cases that we've had. So stay healthy. And I don't know the answer as to whether you should get a booster. It hasn't come out yet. I don't think it could hurt you to get one, quite frankly. But I think you should feel good about your chances of getting it again, which would be, I think, extremely minimal, because you've got the immunity from your vaccine and from getting Delta on top of it. So,
right.
Good luck to you, Ted. Good luck to you, Ted.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it.
You know, they're talking about super immunity.
Yeah.
I think I'm super immune. I really do.
Yes.
Yeah. I have been exposed inadvertently probably 20 times, and I test negative every day. I get the rapid tests, and I do it every day. I'm going to be the last person to give it to somebody.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Ed in Durham. Ed, thank you very much for calling.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your show.
Speak right up, Ed, and tell us what's going on with you.
So I have a question. I really appreciate the show, and I appreciate the wisdom that Dr. Weifold has. I'm a participant in a phase 3 COVID-19 vaccine trial.
Oh, yeah.
For a vaccine that's not been approved. I don't know if you want the name.
Tell us. That's okay.
So it's the Novavax.
Yeah, and it's not been approved yet. But I think it's going to be approved, and one of the problems with – I think Novavax is very exciting. But how did you do with the trial? How did you wind up feeling?
The first shot didn't have a lot of effect. The second shot was a bit more just fatigued and tired and so on for about a day.
That probably means you got the real vaccine and not the placebo.
Right. Well, and actually I had my first shot in – January 4th and the second shot 3 weeks later.
Uh-huh.
And that's right when the new Pfizer and other vaccines were getting emergency use approval.
Uh-huh.
So they unblinded us, or we could request to be unblinded, which I did, and I found out that I had gotten the real vaccine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Here is my concern. That's been January, so we're now 9-plus months out. They sent some information in mid-September that said that they were adding a booster to the protocol and more information would be coming.
Uh-huh.
I have not heard another word about that since. I haven't been able to find out any more about that. And yes, they're pursuing approval, but you know, when I started this in January, they thought they'd go for approval in mid-summer. Then it was pushed to August and September. Now they're saying fall. I'm actually a little concerned that FDA may say, well, you know, we don't really have an emergency anymore. We've got some approved vaccine. We've got plenty of supply. If you want to come in for a full approval, that's fine, but we don't need to do any more emergency use approval, which could push this out even further. So my question to you, Billy, is should I consider pursuing one of the approved vaccines like Pfizer, basically drop out of the trial, just go get the Pfizer vaccine, and can I get it? Will they give it to me as a trial participant with another vaccine, and would I treat that as a booster or just start over?
Well,
those are my thoughts.
Let me ask you a question. Have you checked yourself for antibodies?
So there was a time when Red Cross was doing antibody tests, and I give blood on a fairly regular basis. And so, yes, during that period, I did give blood once, and they did confirm that I had the antibodies.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. Very fascinating issue. Novavax is a different type of vaccine. It is not the mRNA.
Right.
So this company in Gaithersburg, where I grew up, by the way, in my hometown, made a protein. They figured out how to make the protein that mimicked the spike, and they made a vaccine out of it and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It was one of the highest efficacious virus, I mean vaccines, 90% effective. So it was fantastic in the trial. And I imagine this is the trial you took, you participated in.
Right.
And the reason why it's not been approved is very unclear to me. They have excellent data. They haven't submitted it yet, and I'm not quite sure why.
Well,
and, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. The information that I've seen, and it's come, I've gotten more information from the financial sector.
Yeah.
Where they've provided information to, you know, stockholders and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the information they provide there is that all the drug tests, you know, the trials went well. They've got, you know, good response.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a manufacturing
problem. Yeah, and so this is what I think you're right. The reason why they haven't submitted it is because if it gets approved, they're not going to be able to supply enough.
Mm.
But they're also, this is very interesting, they're looking at using Novavax as a booster. So since they're not going to be able to get it on the market as a primary vaccine in time, because Pfizer and Moderna work both well, but so well, and they've got a huge supply. So the concept is you've had the mRNA vaccines. They've gotten your antibodies level up and challenge you with a totally different type of vaccine, which is the protein. But here's what I think. I think you're pretty well protected.
Even 9-10 months out.
Yeah. There is no data that can tell us what to do. Okay?
Right.
I can tell you what I would do if I were in your shoes, and I'm not your doctor, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. But what would I do? I'd go get the Moderna vaccine. I would.
Yeah.
Because I really believe that, number one, they work differently. They work completely differently. And I think that that might be a good thing. So, for example, blood pressure. We used to, like, use one medication, right?
Right.
And
right.
then bump the dose way up if you didn't respond. But what we know now is, for example, if you're on lisinopril, that works one way, and it's not working completely. Add amlodipine, which works in a completely different way.
Right.
And it's been shown to work better and actually have a greater protection. So if I were somebody that participated in the Novavax, and I can't tell you for sure that you got the real vaccine as opposed to the placebo, but you have antibodies and you had a reaction, so I think that's a high likelihood, I just bop down to my pharmacy and get Moderna. And why would I get Moderna? It's now come out that Moderna is probably a little better than Pfizer.
Okay.
Moderna gives you greater protection, I think, over time.
And Ed, I just want to say thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you did.
How did you get it? Who recruited you to get into the study? How'd you find out?
Well, it's interesting because I had, you know, when the drug trials were first announced and they were, you know, requesting people to volunteer, I did that early on. It was, you know, late fall, early
yeah.
fall maybe. And months went by and I didn't hear anything. And then out of the blue in December, they called and said, "Are you still interested in participating in a drug trial?" And I said, "Yes." And
they did it.
Off we went.
That's
fantastic.
Good.
Well, right. Listen, let us know what you decide to do later on.
Thank
if you're
you.
Interested.
Would you get two Modernas or just one?
If it were me, and I'm not telling you what to do again, in case the medical board is listening in, if it were me, mm-hmm. I'd get them both.
Yeah.
If it were me.
Well, he's a brand new Moderna patient. He hasn't gotten.
Yeah, I get them both. I mean, I would get both.
Right, he could get
the
both.
One on the booster if it were me.
All right.
That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okie doke.
Lots of other things to talk about today, including teenage girls getting ticks. Not the little teeny tiny bugs, but the ticks.
It's amazing. You gotta look at these videos.
And ironically enough, it might be because of TikTok.
It's
which is.
Ticks on TikTok.
It's a very strange story coming up next. This is Heart Health Radio.
Now back to Heart Health. Have a question for Dr. Wiefald? Call 919-860-9783.
This is Heart Health Radio. All right, kids are getting ticks.
Yeah, it's terrible. So what has happened? There is a syndrome where these kids are watching TikTok. And they want to think they have Tourette's syndrome. Now, what is Tourette's syndrome? It is amazing. It is a physical condition where these young people, in fact, even old people, will have involuntary movements, and their
right.
face will, you know, tick, and then they'll actually say cuss words.
Right.
Yeah, and they just string them along. And so these people, these young girls mainly, have put these videos on TikTok of themselves having tics. And one of them was really popular. It was saying, watch this. My tics are so bad. When I pick up an egg, and then she had a tick and threw it across the room, and it smashed into the wall. And that became very popular. Well, what happened was a avalanche of kids going to the psychologists and going to their primary care physicians with new onset tics. And they were having them. They were physical things. They couldn't stop them.
Right.
But they were mostly in individuals who had psychiatric or psychologic problems. And so it was a epidemic of tics caused by the imprinting in your psychological stature of suddenly saying, your mind was saying, I got to have these tics too. So they didn't develop Tourette's syndrome from watching the TikTok videos, but they had imprinted in their mind the idea that they would have them too.
Right.
And so after 9 months of the psychological therapy, and sometimes medicines, they went away. So stop watching these things.
And just to emphasize, there are two different conditions here.
Yeah.
One is an actual organic medical
right.
condition.
And there were some people with true Tourette's who showed how they reacted on and what their condition was like on TikTok. So this right. is a true Tourette's person having the tics, having, you know, the string of obscenities come out.
And the other and thing is
people who thought they should have it and developed it.
It's amazing
yeah.
How your mind can
yeah.
go wrong.
And they couldn't stop. It wasn't as though these were voluntary tics. It
right.
was in the individuals who developed it. They had it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just amazing. So stop watching these things.
Yeah, you may want to just eliminate TikTok from your menu.
Well, and you know what's very similar?
What's
we talked
that?
About this before. Statins. Okay, so everybody thinks that a statin is going to cause muscle aches. Okay, so they did a study.
Right.
They gave people a statin and told them it was a placebo.
Right.
They gave people a placebo, told them it was a statin. And the people who were told that they were eating a statin, but it was a placebo, they got the muscle aches.
Unbelievable.
Not the ones who really got the statin.
We're going to talk to Art in just a moment. This is Heart Health Radio.
Welcome to Heart Health with board-certified cardiologist and internal medicine specialist, Dr. Franklin Weefald. Call us with your health questions at 919-860-9783.
Also on Heart Health today, we're going to talk about Dave's creatinine. I didn't even know I had creatinine. Apparently, it's higher than it should be.
And that's potentially not a good thing.
But we'll find out. You know, and if you have, like my profile of diseases, if you have diabetes and you have... You call them conditions, not
yeah.
diseases.
Well, there are diseases.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the word alien. You're not supposed to use it anymore.
Okay.
A disease
right.
is doesn't mean that you're a bad person.
Okay.
Right? You have a
All
disease.
Right. All right. So if you've got my kind of, if you're built like a pear and you've got diabetes and, you know, these things happen to people like me, you know, heart conditions and blood pressure and things like that. And follow your own health with my health challenges. Art in Raleigh, welcome to the program. You are on Heart Health Radio.
Thank you. Dr. Weefeld, this is something from the first hour. I missed part of it. My wife heard it. It was the thing you talked about your father and check for osteoporosis. I'm a person who bending over
yeah.
now. And she wants me to check for osteoporosis.
Right.
And I'm 80 years old, and she says I walk stiffly, too. I don't know if that's another factor of it. So I'm just looking for a good doctor who would do this test to find out whether...
Sure. Do you have a primary care physician?
I do have a primary
care physician. Okay, yeah. Just have he or she order a bone density scan. And it is a very simple thing.